Okay, here we go. The current time. It is, of course, 1930 UTC. And yeah, that in turn means that it is, of course, time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Yep, you know it. Ooh, B. Oh, he's kind of big. Where is he? He's flying around my head. I can't see him. There he is. I got a bumbler. Is it the first bumbler of the year? And he, geez, it is. And he's kind of big. Where did he go? Oh, he zoomed off over there someplace. Okay. So, yeah, let's go. Hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, and I'm out and about today. Very obviously, you can tell that I am outdoors walking around. Because that's what I do. And where am I today? Well, I'm back out at Harrenhaven for lack of anywhere else to go. And I'm walking by the Dragonfly Pond, and it's, this is what I call full, and it looks nice. And what's that running around back there? Oh, we got squirrels chasing squirrels. That's always, pretty exciting. As I enter the forest here, my foot is starting to act up. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, so what is going on? I had a decent night. I finally slept well enough, and I caught up on my sleep. And in doing so, I also slept on my wrist, and when I woke up, it was weird, and I did have some kind of weird dream, but oh, I can't really remember it. But yeah, feeling pretty good today. Feeling a lot better. I was not feeling well yesterday. I don't know if I said anything during the show, but it was just a weird day. And, I feel better today. I think it was just the heat yesterday. It hit 30, 31 degrees yesterday. And that is just way too hot at this time of year for me. And for lots of other things. Oh, but today it's much cooler. It's 22 degrees right now. It's overcast. And it, 22 degrees to me usually feels hot. But because it's overcast and because yesterday was so brutal, it seems nice and cool. Here comes that bee again. Or maybe a different bee. Where'd he go? Oh, he's so nice. Lost him again, though. I like this bee. He's pretty big. He's making a good buzzy tone. Zooming around. Oh, I hope he'll follow me. You know, the funny thing is I was so concerned with the heat when I was walking out of my house that I thought, okay, we just gotta go somewhere quick for a few minutes, then we'll come back inside and do something else. But, now that I'm out here, maybe we're out here for the duration. I don't know. We're gonna find out. It all depends on how I feel in about 15 minutes. So as right now, I'm walking towards the water. And if you're wondering, everything has greened up. There's no leaves on any of the trees, of course. But all of this terrible plant that is invasive, that is here, it's all leafy. It's all green. And as I approach the sub pond, what do we have? Nothing. Do we at least have some damn frogs? Some frogs or some fishies? Wait, there's something moving in the water. Who's that? That looks like frog waves. Okay, yeah, there's a frog. Okay, I can see frogs sticking their heads up. Oh, I can see a lot of waves coming out of one of the turtle tunnels. Wait a minute. I'm just going to stand here for a second to see if somebody pops up. Because somebody's swimming. Is it just a frog underwater? Or do we have a muskrat? You know, it's been a couple of years since I've seen it, but you know, the muskrats, there's frog swimming. The muskrats, they get in here and then they swim through those tunnels. I've watched them swim through the tunnels. I've taken photographs of them swimming through the tunnels. But no, we're seeing frog action. And I'm very happy for all my froggy friends who are enjoying a lovely day. Okay. So let's go out onto the boardwalk and see what's going on. What's going on back here? Anything? Nothing's going on back here. All right, to the boardwalk we go. Oh. Yeah, I'm surrounded. I'm in a hallway of green. I'm in a corridor of leaf. Suddenly my foot is not very happy. My knee was unhappy earlier, but that shook out. And I thought my foot was fine, but now it's not being nice at all. All right, so we get out to the boardwalk. Okay, we got action. We got a lady walking out on the boardwalk, but more importantly, straight out there, straight across, we've got a blue heron. And it's that same guy I saw the other day. Kind of young. Okay, and at my feet in the reeds here, we got lots of frogs. They're chirping, they're jumping. So we've got a blue heron and he's preening. And what's this lady looking at? She's got her binoculars, but she's not looking at the bird. She's looking way out there. I can hear him. Chuck, 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 chuck. That's our heron out there. He's doing clackety rackety. We got frogs chirping and jumping at my feet. There's two geese that are kind of swimming towards me. I think these are the geese that are out on the weir. But they're heading my direction. I'm turning around. I don't see any mammals. I don't see any mammal action. No scratties. No mutties. And just a heron preening and making chucka chucka sounds. Chucka chucka. Chucka chucka, he says. Oh, yeah, okay, so, have I managed to do anything in the last 24 hours? I don't think I really accomplished much in the last day. I'd love to tell you about all the cool stuff I did, but, we got the other photographers out here now. I didn't really do anything. You know, the only thing I really did was, you know, the thing that's on the synth? I recorded 3 minutes of that. Yeah. Nothing thrilling. And the only reason I did that was so that I could send it to people. So. Blue heron out there.
Hey.
Preening. Hello. So we got photographer one. We got binoculars too. What is this person looking at? And what's this sound over here? That's just my imagination. No, it's seeds and stuff falling out. Who's up there?
There's a cool looking cardinal.
Ah. I'll keep my eyes open. It's birder day here at Heron Haven. It's fun to, ooh, zoom, zoom, zip. Somebody just zipped by my face. Some kind of bird. Ow. And now the breeze is coming up, which feels nice. We got somebody in the blind too. In the wall blind. What are they looking at in the wall blind? Don't think much of anything. I don't see anything. Oh, what was I talking about? My foot hurts. I'm kind of already thinking about lunch. And so I'm rounding Frog Harbor. Looking down. Oh, I do see a frog on a log. I see you, froggy. But that's about all I got. Frogs in Frog Harbor. This should be a surprise to no one. Oh, synth. I was talking about synth and I haven't done anything. Although I did record some of that stuff. And that was another weird thing that happened yesterday. I got an email from my friend Brian during the day. Which, has that ever happened before? I don't know, but he's printing something out for me. He's got himself a 3D printer. And he told me, yeah, if you ever need anything printed out, let me know. And I said, if I ever need anything, I need dozens, if not hundreds of things printed out. Now, unfortunately, this does not mean that I can make them or have them made, because this offer to print things out only means things that are already created by other people and put on the Thingiverse. If you find anything on there that you want to print out, yeah, well, I don't. I'm not going to spend any time looking through that. But anyway, I'm standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There's a lot of ducks. Those ducks that look like Canada geese. I don't know what they're called. They're just sort of mini geese. Uh-oh, is the sun coming out? So anyway, about a week ago, I actually did stumble across something that I wanted to print out. And so I said, hey, take a look at this. This is what I need. And make two of them, because I got to send one to somebody. Okay, into the big blind we go. All right. The sun is starting to come out, but the good news is we got turtles on the log. We got, and one is swimming around. We got one on one log, and then one, two, three, four, five, six on this log, and there's a turtle swimming around looking for a place to get on the log. All right, there's two. Four. There's two sets of geese out on Goose Island. They look like they're going to try to make nests. One group is on one end and the other pair is on the other end. Yeah, and this guy's picking up stuff and making a nest. Okay. No ducks out on this side. I'm going to stick my head out and look into the delta. Not much going on over there. Any turtles right below me? Because there's often logs and turtles hanging out here. Logs and frogs. Alright, that turtle that was swimming around over there, he did find a place on one of the logs. He just climbed up and he's sitting there. There are now eight turtles. Eight turtles on the log. Little western painted turtles. They're very nice. Well, they're not that little. That guy's as big as my hand, just as a shell. Oh, water movement. Another guy. All right, another turtle has crawled up. He's crawled up onto the log, and he's also halfway on another turtle. So he's just sort of hanging out. This is a little guy. He's a little guy. He had to climb up, get a boost from the big guy. All right. So it's Turtle Day. That's good. I like Turtle Day. And there's another goose over here swimming around. This must be the partner of that guy that's on the island. Or he's digging around in the bottom of the lake. He's looking for yummy snacks. All right, I'm going to exit the big blind because the sun is coming out and I'm starting to feel it. Definitely want to stay cool today, because let's face it, I was actually heat sick yesterday. That's not good. And the breeze is coming up too, so we're getting sun, we're getting some breeze, we're getting some ducks in the turtle pond. And where's my snappers? We should be running into snappers any day now. Actually, I kind of would have expected to see them by now, but I'm trying to think. You know, I always think they show up or make themselves known. I always think it's earlier than it really is. Oh, you know, just wishful thinking, right? But yeah, it might be a while. Now you might be asking, well, Tobe, where are these guys? Where are these giant dinosaurs? Well, I think they spend most of their time in the channel, which is why we never see them, because the channel runs... Well, it runs invisibly, and there's no way to get to it. So I think they're like hanging out. They like to hang out in there. And I think there's another spot that's over by... It's kind of back out towards the spring corner. But this never has made any sense to me, because... The first water that's... They're reptiles, right? They're looking for warmth. And the first areas of the pond to warm up are the shallowest areas, right? Why aren't they hanging out in there? And where is their food? Is it just that their food prefers the colder water and that's why they're staying deep? I don't know. Don't actually know much about snapper science. Snapper! But I do love them. I do love my snaps. All right, the sun is officially coming out. I'm starting to see blue sky in places. The breeze is picking up, which is probably good for me, heat-wise. So, let's just keep moving, stay focused. I've got cool drinks at home. I actually have a can or two of orange soda. I have a can of lime agua frescas. And I was making tea all day yesterday just to cool it down. I've got iced tea. Iced jaguarian that I could drink. Yay, yay, yay. And I'm gonna do that. And I need to find out what day this is. Is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? Oh, that's the other thing I gotta do. I am still fighting the government, and so I need to At some point in time, I need to go over to my parents' house so I can use one of their computers. I have to go online. I have to get a form. Then I have to fill out the form, and then I have to send the form in, and it'll take 6 to 8 weeks for gablanka-blank. If a decision is made, you might hear something back from us in 38 years. And for God's sake, do not try to call us, because you will be on the phone for 3 or 4 hours on hold, listening to that god-awful music. Alright, so I'm walking by the big log here. I wonder if I should look for some golf balls. There are some guys on the golf course over there. It's a lovely day. There was probably golfers yesterday who have lost golf balls. And you know, I was so impressed because it was so still. I couldn't believe how still it was. But now this breeze is picking up pretty good. But as long as I'm at this angle, I don't think it affects us much. However, oh, here's some golfers. They are right here. Lose some golf balls. Lose your fancy golf balls. I want all the custom golf balls. Greedy for golf balls.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft. A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball Washer.
But on the other hand, I don't really feel like I need to tell anyone that that's not a carabiner. We all know this at this point. And that's why we need to feed some chickens. Yeah, it's chicken feeding time. And you know, I just gotta say that I think it's gotten cooler. The temperature has gone down. Yeah, hi chickens. Temperature has dropped. Is the wind blowing in the coolness? All right, I'm gonna sprinkle some seeds over here to distract these chunk-a-bunks. And then I'm gonna kneel down. Oh, hi, gray chicken. I spilled the seeds. Gray chicken wants some seeds. Eat them up. Eat them up, you guys. I gotta pick up these seeds that I dropped on the ground and get them in here for this Silky. Here you go, Silky. Get some for the Silky chicken. Oh, here's little Miss Gray chicken. Yeah. Oh, and we got Snorty Grunting Rhode Island Red here. Yeah, you guys love the seeds, huh? Yeah, you love chicken seeds. They're good. They're delicious for chickens. Everybody loves them. I'm gonna stick a whole handful in here. Oh, great chicken, you get some. Come on, zebra chicken, you get some too. You guys love the seeds. Yeah, eat them up. Get the seeds, they're delicious. You loves to eat them. All right, Golden Fried wants some. All right. Oh, we got another Rhode Island charging in here. And little Miss Silky. Hey, get off the damn chicken. Little Miss Silky's trying to get in here, trying to get some. She can't get any seeds. Okay, Gray Chicken wants some more. Here you go, Gray Chicken. White Chicken grabs a few. Eating right out of my hand, because, oh, we, everybody, yes, Braca Chaka Doc. Everybody loves the chicken seeds. Little Silky's gonna eat some. Oh, Black Chicken's gonna get some. Yeah, get some of those yummy seeds. Oh, they're so good. You just gotta eat them up. Yeah, eat them. Okay, there's not many left in the bowl here, so I'm gonna throw some in the back there so the Silkies can get some. Yeah, you guys can get some. You love the seeds. All the chickens need to get yummy seeds. All right. All the seeds have been distributed to the chickeny kachonkers. Oh, well, my neighbors are out eating lunch on the front porch. Okay. It's time to check the mail as the cars drive by. Oh, I got lots of mail in my mailbox. Oh boy, we got healthcare. We got bank statement. This is a receipt, and we got something from, oh God, another government office. I'm in the government battle of all government battles right now. And although I can't be entirely certain, I think I'm losing. Who would have thought? All right, let's go inside. Close the garage door. And here's my cat. Yeah, you like having the door open? The back door is open so she can see out. And there's birds out there, so she's been watching birds. And oh, it's all pretty exciting. Yeah, so anyway, bank statement. Great. And I was worried, did that one check go through? And I've been worried about that for the last couple of days. But yeah, this is the receipt. This is the receipt that I was waiting for. And this is the healthcare. This is the bank statement. And what's this one? Yeah, this is the one that's making me nervous. Now, can I balance this microphone on this roll of paper towels right here in my kitchen? Yes. Give me some knife. Let's open up. Let's open up the letter from the state government. And what do they have to say? All right. Dear Tope, you are awesome as hell. Thanks for being so... It's just junk mail. This letter is nothing but my name and my address. And it's got this little flyer in here that has... Yeah, absolutely... Nothing to do with your little Tobster. Okay. I don't need to open my bank statement because I already know how much money I don't have. But what's this from my... Well, I'm not even going to worry about it. I need to figure out what the hell I'm going to eat for lunch today because it's almost that time. I ate pasta yesterday. Oh, I need to go to the store, get some ham sandwiches going. But the only thing I can tell you is that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm out.